Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hi again, it's me, Sal Licata, with another edition of WFAN Daily. Remember, WFAN Daily comes to your podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. At 4:30 every single morning with a new fresh take from yours truly, trying to set the tone for the day on The Fan. Today's topic is, well, look, it's not necessarily the New York Jets, although that is going to be the focal point here. More about what they need to do and who they need to go get. And the idea, and BT and I talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., middays on The Fan, check it out, is the Jets are an absolute mess. And there's going to be an answer out there to fix the absolute mess that they have become. See, they haven't had a known commodity as a head coach in a very, very long time. Go back to Bill Parcells himself. Because even with Mangini and building up the way that he did, he wasn't the known commodity. I believe that they made a big mistake firing him when they did. He would have been the guy to keep. But then they went to Rex, who had success with Mangini's teams, and that's the last time we're talking about postseason with the New York Jets. Todd Bowles, I liked him as a hire, but still unknown, didn't have enough to work with, didn't do a good enough job when he was here. You know, we could go over the guys that they've hired. You want to go with even the guys in between, like Herm or, you know, Adam Gase. And, you know, here we are again with Robert Saleh, who clearly is not the guy. The Jets will have a chance, likely, to hire Jim Harbaugh away from Michigan. That's the guy. Like, don't think too hard about it. Just go get the known commodity that is Jim Harbaugh, that has won everywhere he's been, whether it be at the collegiate level, whether it be in the NFL, with the 49ers, what he did there. How can anybody forget building that team up, winning, getting to a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, for goodness sake, and being a program builder everywhere he has been. You know when you hire somebody like that there is a floor that he will reach minimum. Where the Jets make these first-time head coach hires and guys with inexperienced and defensive guys, the floor could be, as we've seen, you know, 2 wins, 3 wins, whatever it may be, 4 wins. With Harbaugh, the floor is going to be respectability and likely postseason appearance as he builds up. He'll probably do it in year one, especially with this Jets roster. But even beyond that, he is going to build a consistent, sustainable winner. If he is available, and he should be because it seems like he always is after every year, and he's likely going to win a national championship, although we'll see how that plays out against Washington, whatever. Whether he wins it or not, doesn't matter. The point is Jim Harbaugh is a known commodity, great head coach at any level, and is exactly what the Jets need. Now, if you were to tell me Mike Tomlin is going to be available, I would say that there's another solution to the Jets' problems. You get the picture here, though. It's known commodities, guys that have had success as head coaches in the NFL specifically, where the Jets have hired too many guys that have not either A, had experience as an NFL head coach, or B, have not had success as an NFL head coach. Does it mean that you always have to hire a head coach with prior experience? No, it does not mean that. Look at what the Giants have with Brian Daboll, where I would say that Dabes would have done a lot more with the Jets this year, even with Aaron Rodgers going down, than Robert Saleh did. However, it means that the Jets right now, with the dysfunctional mess that they have been for, you know, almost now a decade and a half. We're talking about 14 years or so, right, of no playoffs. 2010 AFC Championship, last time the Jets have been in the playoffs. That's a long time. That is a long time to go without a postseason appearance. And the one thing that you can fix that should be the easiest fix of all, you know, because you can bring in the smartest people to have them draft a quarterback, and that quarterback may not work out, as you've seen far too often with the Jets. You can hire people to bring in talent. Jets have some talent here. But what you don't know how that's going to play out, whether it's the draft pick, whether it's the free agent signings, whatever it may be. What you do know is when you hire a head coach with a record that Harbaugh has, you know what you're getting. And the Jets haven't had that known commodity from a head coach since Bill Parcells. And that is what they need to turn things around. Until they do that, I'm never going to believe in him. Now, does it have to be Harbaugh? No, it has to be Harbaugh for me now. Like, that's the guy I've been talking about for years, as a matter of fact. Every single year I've wanted Harbaugh for either New York team, for whatever team, if you need a head coach, Harbaugh would have been my first choice. Because of what he did in San Francisco, because of what he did in college, you know, after, before, there are many reasons for it. But there are other head coaches with experience as well that have had success. Do I think they're as good as Harbaugh? No. And Harbaugh, I'm assuming, wants the NFL. Does he want the Jets? Who knows? But I guarantee this, they'd be a lot more appealing if Woody Johnson went to him and said, hey, whatever you want, coach. You want to pick the players? I'm fine with that. You want to hire the general manager, you know, that you could work with? I'm fine with that. You want to pick the quarterback? I'm fine with that too. I'm giving you carte blanche, full autonomy. Because Harbaugh deserves that. He's earned that. Think about how much of an upgrade it would be to have Jim Harbaugh over Robert Saleh. One's an experienced great head coach in many levels. The other is a glorified defensive coordinator who's been failed as a head coach in 3 years. Think about the upgrade there. Now, we could get to the Aaron Rodgers aspect of it. Would Harbaugh ever come here without Aaron Rodgers or with Aaron Rodgers? Probably not, and that's another issue. That's why I say you got to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. The Jets' best chance for sustained success right now is to A, fire Joe Douglas, B, fire Robert Saleh, C, get rid of Aaron Rodgers, D, hire Jim Harbaugh. That is the plan for success. Put it all in Harbaugh's hands, and you will be just fine. That's what they need to do. Now, the problem is they're not going to do it. They're all in on Aaron Rodgers. They're doubling down with Robert Saleh somehow. Joe Douglas, fine. Look, Douglas, nice guy. Saleh, nice guy. They're just not getting the job done. At some point, you're going to look at what their record is, and then what do you think is going to happen next year? Rodgers going to be back. Maybe he'll be healthy the majority of the year. Maybe he won't. Who the hell knows? But they're not going to be any good. They'll be a fringe playoff team if they do make it and break the curse or end the streak. They're going to be bounced in a round or two. That's what this Jets team is. And then it's going to be, okay, well, what's next? And you know there's an end in sight with Aaron Rodgers. 2 years, that's it. So you think going all in for 2 years with a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a year where he hasn't played, season-ending injury at 40 years of age. And by the way, even the last time he did play, with the Packers, it wasn't like he was lighting the league on fire either. Or they're now better off with Jordan Love and what they've done since they moved on from Aaron Rodgers. So you're clinging on to hope of Aaron Rodgers, who last time we saw him play in Green Bay got eliminated on the last day of the season, came here to the Jets, took 4 snaps, 40 years of age, season-ending injury. You're relying hopes on him and a head coach who we know isn't good enough and an offensive coordinator who was a failed head coach himself 2 years ago in historically bad fashion, I might add, like embarrassingly bad with Hackett, and a general manager who, I mean, his claim to fame, whether you want to talk about the defense or not, his claim to fame is Zach Wilson. That's what you're going in on? Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, Rodgers, and throwing Hackett for good measure. That or Jim Harbaugh. Now, you tell me, using common sense, which one would you rather have? I'm going with option B. Harbaugh has to be the guy for the New York Jets to turn this thing around. If Harbaugh is available, and I think he will be, especially for the right price, like anybody can be bought. Everybody's got a price. Just like the Million Dollar Man used to say, everybody's got a price. It's not just about money either. I think Harbaugh wants the challenge of the NFL. Let him control things. Let Harbaugh have full say. And by the way, that might mean keeping Aaron Rodgers. You know, I said this the other day with BT. The best case scenario for the Jets moving forward would be, in fact, to hire Harbaugh, get rid of everybody else, hire Harbaugh, let him have the say on Aaron Rodgers or not, and hopefully him and Rodgers would be willing to work together, although there's no way this would ever happen. I'm just saying this would be best case scenario. Have Harbaugh and Rodgers work together while getting a younger quarterback that Harbaugh can groom, learn from Rodgers. You can have some success immediately this year with the talent that you have and build the foundation moving forward. It feels like, because of the way Rodgers is, it's all or nothing, meaning you either got to get rid of everybody from this regime and hire Harbaugh, or you got to keep everybody because no coach is going to come in and say, oh yeah, I'm going to be stuck with all this. But if Rodgers were to be a willing participant, and we know he's not, he's already said it 100 times, he loves this, you know, coaching and the hierarchy and all that, he believes in the Jets front office, blah, 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 which is exactly why Woody Johnson said they're going to be back. Doesn't mean it's right, but that's exactly what's going to happen. However, best case, because if you hire Harbaugh and clean house and get rid of Rodgers, who's going to be the quarterback this year to win with Harbaugh, right? You're not going to get a better quarterback for right now. The Jets aren't going to get a better quarterback for right now than Aaron Rodgers. Different, somebody that they can win with, sure, but chances are it's not going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers potentially could be this year. That's why I say wipe them all out, because I know the only way to get Harbaugh in, which would be the most important thing to me, is to get rid of everybody. However, if you could have the dream scenario of everybody out, Harbaugh in, and then let him decide on Aaron Rodgers, and maybe they can work together, and Rodgers is a willing participant in that, then that would be the best case scenario. But that's just, now I'm in la-la land, like I'm dreaming. And I know what you're saying, Sal, you're dreaming that's never going to happen, and you're right. It's never going to happen, which is why it comes down again to getting rid of Rodgers, because Saleh, Douglas, Hackett, Rodgers versus Harbaugh, it's a landslide in favor of Harbaugh, in favor of the guy that the Jets aren't going to go after because they have Robert Saleh in place because Aaron Rodgers said so. So I guess to tie it all together, Aaron Rodgers has killed the Jets. He's ruining the Jets. It was the right move at the time to go get him. I loved it. I stand by it. It was the right move. It was the right move to keep Zach Wilson as the backup and learn under Rodgers. Unfortunately, it blew up four plays in. And sometimes you got to look at things and say, okay, well, we made the right moves to get here. It didn't work, but I'm going to cash in my chips and go in a different direction for the betterment of the franchise. Not I'm going to double down because we didn't get what we wanted out of last year, so now I'm going to expect that to happen again this year. Or what we expected to happen last year have happened this year. It's not going to work like that. The Jets aren't winning a Super Bowl with Rodgers. It's only going to get worse because he's getting older. He's not going to be as good as he once was. So you're getting a guy who's, A, coming off a significant injury, another year older, and he's clearly a player that isn't the MVP that he was a few years ago. Not to mention matched with a head coach who shouldn't be a head coach, and a general manager who's made a lot of bad decisions. I like him, nice guy, and he's done some good, certainly better than Tannenbaum and Idzik and, you know, some of the recent hires that the Jets have had. But it doesn't mean that, or McCagnon's the other guy I was thinking of, not Tannenbaum. But you can throw him in there too. Idzik, Mr. T, McCagnon, you can throw those guys in there. Douglas has done more good than those guys, but he's also done some bad things too. And some of the bad things, like drafting Zach Wilson, have been crippling. Hiring Robert Saleh, not a good hire. Jets' best way out of this mess, fire everybody and bring in Harbaugh and let him run the show. That does it for this week's edition, or this day's edition of, what am I talking about, this week's edition? We do one episode a day, 5 days a week. So we'll be back again with you tomorrow. But for now, enjoy this edition until another fresh WFAN Daily hits your feed at 4:30 a.m.